Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 1st, 2006. This week, we'll answer a listener's question about what happens to your brain when you exercise, and talk about how men's vocal inflections indicate whether they are up for a fight. But first, reporter Chelsea Wall tells us about the newest world record holder for sharpest object.
The tip of the world's sharpest needle is a single atom of tungsten. I asked physicist Bob Wolko of the University of Alberta what it would be like to hold it in my hand.
It would be just like a sewing needle or a pin. You would see that it was very sharp, but you wouldn't be able to see the end of it. It's so small, it's invisible. And if you put it under the most powerful microscope in the world, you would only then just barely see the tip of it.
Wolko says they make these needles by exposing a normal needle made of tungsten to nitrogen gas and electricity. The gas and electricity interact with the end of the needle to pluck off atoms until there's only one left.
It's kind of like sculpting. In a sculpture, the final shape is already in the block of stone, and the sculptor knows what to take away. Well, we're not sculptors, but we take away the atoms from the edge, leaving behind a tiny, tiny needle.
Since it's so sharp, Wolko says the needle could prove to be the best probe ever made for use in powerful electron microscopes.
Thanks, Chelsea. Ancient Britons and Celts made a bright blue war paint from a plant called woad in the broccoli family. Now, scientists at the University of Bologna in Italy have found that woad contains high concentrations of a compound called glucobrassicin, the cancer-fighting chemical also found in broccoli. Both plants produce the compound to ward off plant-eating bugs, but woad produces 20 times more of it. The researchers say that finding the rich source of glucobrassicin will help them study the compound and how it fights cancer. In other medicinal plant news, doctors from the U.S. and China announced that an extract from the fruit of the gardenia may be useful in the treatment of diabetes. The extract is used in traditional Chinese medicine, and the researchers report that it actually improves the functioning of the body's insulin-producing cells. Next, aggression and power struggles dominate the lives of males all over the animal kingdom, and human males are no exception. Reporter Justin Warner tells us the role that men's voices play in this subtle game.
When two dogs square off, the top dog growls while the submissive pooch whimpers. Men do something similar, according to neuroscientist David Putz, now of Michigan State University. While at the University of Pittsburgh, Putz created a dating game-like experiment involving single men. Each man was asked to assess his own physical dominance, and then was told he was competing with a guy in the next room for a date with an attractive woman. After briefly hearing his competitor's voice, which was actually just a recording, the participant had to tell the woman why she should pick him instead.
Males who thought that they were physically dominant, in other words, able to win fights, would lower their voice pitch during this dating game interaction, and men who thought that they were not physically dominant tended to raise their pitch.
This despite the fact that every volunteer heard the same competitor's voice. What's more, although the voice changes were audible even to the untrained ear, Putz says the participants were totally unaware they were doing it.
Thanks, Justin. As greenhouse gases increase, food crops will have to grow in a very different atmosphere. Most scientists study this in, well, a greenhouse. But Stephen Long at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign demands more realism. He and his colleagues are actually changing the atmosphere over an open field by pumping extra carbon dioxide into the wind from computerized pipes.
The computer is continually checking on the carbon dioxide level it has. If that level starts to go off, it immediately backs off valves. If it starts to drop, it opens valves up.
His data suggests that although the carbon dioxide itself will actually help some crops grow, it won't offset the detrimental effects of global warming, like drier soils. Finally, Chelsea answers a listener's question about your brain on exercise.
Listener Cyril Emery, who says he's one of our most avid fans, likes to run on the treadmill while watching Jeopardy, but wonders if it interferes with his ability to play along. Neuroscientist Arthur Kramer of the University of Illinois says anytime you divide your attention, your performance suffers. But jock stereotypes aside, working out regularly can actually improve your brain function.
Even if you start late, there have been studies, and we've done some of them, with 65 to 75-year-old couch potatoes who get involved in exercise and actually improve their memory and improve their decision-making and improve their attentional processes.
In other words, exercise helps keep your brain young and sharp. So, Cyril, running during Jeopardy may cost you some points in the short term, but you'll be ringing them up when you're 70.
Thanks, Chelsea. And here's our Daily Double. You win this if we answer your science question on a future episode.
That would be, what is the science update mug?
You are absolutely correct. People can call in their science questions right here to us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or submit the questions to our website at scienceupdate.com. Also, if you haven't been to our website recently, or ever, drop by. It's all brand new, with a searchable database, an archive of all our past podcasts, and revealing photographs of the Science Update staff. Well, that's it for this week, but tune in next time when we'll learn about the latest blow in the train versus car commuting debate. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.